Well, this is such a beautiful, awesome, and amazing day. Listen, my day is starting out to be so fantastic, I have to shout, because every day above ground is a great day. Every day above ground is a perfect opportunity that I say praise God, thank God, and amen. I am so touched immeasurably by God's grace, God's love, God's appreciation of myself. I cannot begin to say how wonderful I'm feeling right now. You know, today's message is about how you can cope with anything that you're going through. Adversity, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, we encounter adversity every single day. It's just explained in a different way. And the reason that I say it's explained in a different way, because we all experience adversity and we deal with adversity differently. Some of us shout, some of us shoot, some of us cut our wrists, some of us take it out on other people, some of us go steal. It's a multiple of things that we as humans do. But let me tell you something, and I'm going to keep saying this, whether you believe in God or not, let me tell you something. Psalms 23 in the Bible, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That alone is my strength. That alone is my energy. That alone keeps me sane. It keeps me from going over the end. Let me tell you something. Whatever it is that you want to do in your life, you can do it. All you have to do is just have a well-made-up mind. Stop allowing the incognitance or the stupidity or senselessness of another person to dictate your mood swings or to give you their own senseless opinion. Because at the end of the day, their opinion is meaningless. Your opinion is what counts. Though you may say, well, what they said is a whole lot better than what I was thinking. That may be true. Then take what it is that they said and mix it in with what it is that you were thinking and see what the results will be. You are already a giant, a gladiator, a powerful icon. You have the ability to overcome any adverse situation that's in your life. Listen, I spoke to a homeless man yesterday, and you know what he told me? He said that he was happy being homeless on the street. He said it's by choice. He has plenty of money in the bank, but he say he tired of the bills. He tired of the neighbors. He say, all I want to do is just be on the streets for a while, and when I get tired of being on the streets, I'll go home. So in my mind, he's not homeless, even though he reeked with a smell that says he needs a shower. Not that he's homeless, because remember, he stated he made a choice. He decided to live on the streets. He decided to be homeless because he wanted to see what being homeless felt like. He see all these people on the street that are homeless, and he say, you have some of the most educated people in the world that's on the streets that's homeless. And quite a few of them have chosen to be homeless because they wanted to see what it felt like, because they've never experienced homelessness, but they wanted to try it out. Let me tell you something. That's strong. That's a powerful, well-made-up mind individual. To want to see how others are living, you'd rather go through it yourself, so that way you will have a story to tell and be able to explain why and how homelessness is a sickness, is degrading, is, some of them say, not as bad, because they have a homeless shelter or mission that they go to and they take showers. Because I seen him and said, well, where do you take showers? Oh, I just go to the mission, take a shower, eat, and then come back and get my bed that's right here on the streets. I was like, wow. Let me tell you something. It bothered me. It bothered me so much to the point to where I got emotional. The reason I got emotional, because he wanted to be on the street just to experience what homelessness is all about. But will he do anything about it? Chances are not. He just wanted to experience it. And it's a Caucasian gentleman. You know, but the thing of it is you have some that's not out there for experience or an experiment. They're out there because they have no other choice. Though we all make choices to do what it is that we do, whether it's good or bad, but we made a choice. So all I'm saying is make a choice to exercise a proper, more phenomenal demeanor. Don't allow the incognizance of self to destroy you. Can't nobody destroy you. You destroy yourself. The senselessness and the stupidity of individuals are people that know better or don't know better, but they want to dictate your mood swings. Oh, I know something about Sally, so let me say this and watch how it corrupts her mind. Oh, I know something about John, let me say this and watch how John go and start a fight with someone because he can't handle emotions. Let me just say, for those of you who need spoken to, encouraging elevated words of wisdom spoken to you, touch bases with me. Email me, sbh345stanley@gmail.com. That email address again is S as in Sam, B as in boy, H as in Harry, 345stanley@gmail.com. And don't forget, go to amazon.com and check out the bestsellers book, Joys and Absence of a Mother. Let me tell you something. I purchased this book and it transformed my life because it talks about the greatness of a mother. Let me ask you this right quick. How great are you with your mom? Let me reiterate that. How great are you with your mom? God bless you. Take care of yourself and have a phenomenal rest of your day.